Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
What a difference faith makes in our lives. We view life and death so much differently when we view it through the eyes of faith in Jesus Christ. We believe all those precious promises that have been made by our loving Father. We see beyond the here and now. We see the unseen and eternal things because we have faith in the resurrection of Jesus. Paul said, "Nothing in all creation separates us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." While the world crashes around us with every kind of tragic news, we place it all under the mighty hand of God. We know full well that for all of us who are safe in Him, that all is well with our soul. We're going to share some words about faith today. I would have us receive blessing upon blessing because we are people of faith and we have so very many examples of those who have walked by faith before us.
I love you.
What Calvary said.
In Hebrews chapter 11, we have so very many examples from among the Old Testament history, and the heroes of faith, the great cloud of witnesses, they provide for us the evidence that living by faith is worth it all. No matter what is happening, what comes or what goes, we have an anchor for our souls. God sent Jesus so we could believe in Him. The Hebrew writer couldn't list all the ones that he was thinking of as he wrote. Time and space did not allow. And I'm sure many of us who have been blessed with those who have walked by faith before us could add a great number to the list. And many are still walking with us who witnessed their faith to us. We can select from among those who influenced us personally and also from the faithful ones who lived long before us. And we will find something to strengthen our own faith by doing so. I think about these things and I often pray for my children and my grandchildren and pray that they'll be able to see my own personal faith like I have seen the faith in and among my family in years gone by. And that extends also to the spiritual family with whom I have worked and worshiped. Like the Bible says, we have, as Christians, mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters in abundance in the family of God. Genesis chapter 22 gives the account of Abraham's faith when it was tested by God. Abraham had been following God for a long time, holding to the promises that he had been given. God made certain that Abraham knew that it was through Isaac, his son, given by God's promise, that the fulfillment of the covenant would come. And then one day, God commands Abraham to take Isaac, to take this promised child to the mountain and to take his life, to give him as a sacrifice to God. The scriptures record how that he does everything just as God instructed him. There does not appear to be any hesitation or question on his part. And when Abraham raises the knife to take his son's life, God stops it and says, "Now I know that your faith is genuine." In reminding us of this account, the Hebrew writer says, "Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead." And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. God told Abraham years before Isaac was born that he would be a father of a great nation. God promised that through him the world would be blessed. But Abraham waited and waited, and still he was childless, and Sarah was still barren. He was old, and Sarah was beyond the years of bearing children. We could recall all the record of Abraham taking Sarah's handmaid so that in that way they could have children. Ishmael was born, but this was not God's will. The promise would not come through man's will, but through God's. And then years later, Isaac was born. And so now, years into Isaac's life, God calls upon Abraham to make this trip up to the mountain and offer up this son. We can see the type of sacrifice that God was calling for that day for Abraham to make. And how did God give up his one and only son upon the cross? This man of God was not looking back from this side of the cross. He was holding to the promises that would be fulfilled through Christ. He believed. His faith was proven to be real. Jesus said to his disciples from time to time in certain circumstances that their faith was weak. Remember when they were in the storm on the lake and they woke Jesus up shouting out at him in fear of drowning? You remember Peter's encounter with walking on the water and then he began to sink? Remember how these disciples failed to heal a young boy when his father had come while Jesus was on the mountain praying? In these circumstances, in these times, Jesus said to them, "Your faith is small. Why did you doubt?" Well, I remember the father who had come to Jesus asking for the healing of his child. But before Jesus could reach his house, the news came of her death. But Jesus told this father to believe, and in response, he asked the Lord to help him in his unbelief. We should also recall, as we talk about faith, the faith of the centurion who sent word ahead for Jesus not to enter his house because he was not worthy. But if he would just say the word for his servant to be healed, he knew he would be. Jesus spoke of this man's great faith. These great examples of faith help define it in person, in living experiences. The inspired writer gave us the definition when he was giving instructions to Christians to not give up, to not shrink back from living by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he penned these words. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. By faith, on the Lord's Day, we commune. We come, we look back to that day when Jesus was hung on the cross. We didn't see it, but by faith, we see the sacrifice made. We place our hope in the promises that through his death, we can be saved. We see the empty tomb, and we believe in the resurrection. We then look forward to when the day, that great day, will come, and the Lord will bring his reward to all of his faithful ones. By faith, we take the commands of God seriously. We hear the word that teaches us what is of faith and what it means to live by faith. Today, I still stand amazed at the strength of Abraham's faith. It is a very high mark to set before me. That kind of confidence should run through my veins as I face any test of my faith today. Ultimately, all the faith of the ancients point us to Jesus and to his perfect example of following in his footsteps. Jesus laid down his life. He gave all of himself to please the Father. We can live a life of faith that tells of God's grace and his power. Living by faith is to bring glory to our God and honor to our Savior. Blessings will flow in abundance into our lives and into our family and so many more as well. Has faith in Jesus Christ made the difference for you?